said it in 10 seconds.
Get out of my chair.
You never gave me a countdown. Mm.
10 seconds. Hey, Opa.
Yeah, oh, let me get a gummy worm, dude. I didn't know you were rocking on gummy worms over there.
One gummy worm.
It's two. They're stuck together.
No, I don't know. Gummy
counts as one.
That's how they usually are.
Oh, hey, hey, hi. I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
And this is TJ, also known as Alfonso Greywood.
Greywood. Wood.
Greywood.
Hood.
I am Alfonso Greywood.
W-H-O-O-D.
What would my nationality be?
Hood.
Hood. You come from the nation of Hood, where you are heir to the throne of Hood.
The noblest of all.
Alfonso Greywood. This is Nuclear Playground Podcast. I don't think I have my button programmed. Nope.
Yep.
Let's get it on.
Yeah. I'm gonna watch the fights this weekend.
That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how'd it go? I missed them. I was at Detour all weekend.
Replays. I didn't watch the live event, but
me and TJ were anime Detour all weekend. Shit was fire.
Yeah.
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 I got mad pictures. I haven't uploaded them all yet, but
yeah, I saw some of
them. I took like 157 photos.
Wow.
Yeah.
The good ones I still have yet to upload. Man, let me just show you one. Mm, yeah. Num 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 num.
Num num.
Dude, it was a really fun con.
Yeah. Did you get to do the rave?
I did, yeah. TJ got too drunk and ended up throwing up and passing out.
Mm.
Yeah. But you know them beater breaks. We did get to see a live band, though.
Yeah.
A Japanese band.
Hey, pretty cool.
My dope. First live band.
Hey. He's never seen a live show before.
Never?
Yeah. He killed a bunch of firsts. The only one he didn't get was the rave.
Oh, no. We're gonna definitely break your cherry on an actual event where we're going to go see somebody.
The Chili Peppers played this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. They were.
I was going to go, but I had to commit to Detour.
Then
they were at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yep. But they were in Fargo a couple of days before that because I was seeing people on Snapchat.
My homegirl Barrico was supposed to be at that concert.
I went and saw the Smashing Pumpkins earlier. Wait, is it this year? Was it last year?
That was like a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
No, that was just like recent. Hey, that looks pretty dope.
Yeah, it was dope.
They had some good cosplayers that year. Or
I'm trying to
year.
Find the really good one. Oh, here, check out these two.
I found my wife.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my
Which
God.
Which one is that?
She's her shirt.
Oh, Jinx, yeah. I got that picture too.
Barely holding on to it. Her top is barely holding on to herself.
He said, that's my new wife.
Okay.
Waifu.
Okay, so on a scale, did you guys run into anybody smelly?
No, ever since they had that campaign a few years back when me and Trinity and Jeremiah went, where they had them posters that said showers are sexy.
Yeah.
Niggas been on point with their hygiene.
Good, 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 good. Everybody can read the sign. Oh, wow. Yeah, there's some nice.
Dude, they went all out.
Furry costumes there.
I'm trying. There's one picture. There's this dope ass Bakugo cosplay I'm looking for. Nice. But a lot of my photos are out of. Oh, wait. I'm in recents. So that's why I can't find it. Albums.
I'm going to make a furry costume. I already helped Chloe make a head. Did you see that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that fox mask that you made for her?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
I saw somebody do a poll at a con, and they were asking, like, what fan base has the smelliest fan base, right?
Yeah.
And it was My Hero Academia across the board.
Damn. Yeah. Oh, did I tell you about, speaking of My Hero Academia, Anime Detour 2018, the year before the pandemic shut down the next year's, right?
Yeah.
So, me and Jeremiah are walking around the vendor's booth, and there's, like, mad My Hero cosplay, like, all over the place. But there was these two, it was Bakugo and, what's the fire ice guy's name again?
Sasuke Finesse.
You know what I'm talking about, Endeavor's kid. So, these guys walk by and they're in like the gym uniform from like when they had like the yearly, you know, school track meet fight right. thing. And me and Jeremiah, we decided we're going to say plus ultra to all the cosplayers. But we weren't gonna be like plus ultra, you know, like the anime where it's gonna be like plus ultra. And most of the people got it, except for these two dudes, these two white kids are walking by, and me and Jeremiah both said plus ultra. And they stopped in their tracks and was like, We don't know what that means. And then both me and Jeremiah were like, then why are you wearing that shit?
That's funny. Yep. Did you guys play did they have I heard they had video game tournament there.
Yeah, Ronald actually did really good. Yeah, he placed fourth in a DBZ Fighters tournament.
Yeah, I heard that. That was like pretty good.
There was a shit ton of DQs like right away, so he got put right in the semifinals.
How did you get DQ'd on there?
Niggas didn't show up for their matches.
Oh, they fronting.
Mm-hmm. I was going to enter the Guilty Gear Strive tournament, but I forgot to sign up. I was too busy hanging out with TJ and talking to girls and shit.
No, talking to all these people out there.
Yeah, it's the only time I ever get out my body is at Detour.
Yeah.
I wish I could carry that over for the rest of my life, but, like, something about going to con, man.
Well, I mean, it's a social event.
Well, yeah. It's a very social event, but there's, like, I carry a certain air of confidence when I go to Detour.
Right.
I try to bring my best self.
Well, I mean,
we're like when I'm just out in the world, like doing regular, normal seeming ass shit.
That's your knowledge base at Anime Detour. You know what I mean? Like, that's the focus of the convention, right? So, like, you have your confidence because you know so fucking much about anime.
I do like it. I know a lot.
You can go in there and talk to virtually anybody about any anime.
I should send you a copy of my anime list, like the one I keep track of online.
It's insane, dude.
I still have to update that bitch, actually.
I don't know how you spread yourself so far across so many animes and manga on top of it.
I got time, dog.
Yep, that's true.
You and TJ and, like, Joe and, like, a handful of other people. I only got so many friends in real life, right?
Right.
Like, I mean, I make friends at con, and we talk and stuff like that. But, like, they're not, like, close to me like how I am with, like, you guys.
Right.
Like, all my close friends, it's, like, they're far and few between. So, there's a point I was making with this.
Con friends.
I don't know. It's just, I like to be able to just show up and be presentable and knowledgeable and.
Right.
You know, I can't do that shit out in the world because, like, not everybody's into the same shit.
No, there's a lot of people who will be like, you would bring something up about anime, and they were like, what did you say to me? You call me anime?
You trying to hit me?
That's what I'm saying. You gonna put your hands on me? I saw that picture.
Oh, dude, check out these ears. I couldn't resist. I had to buy them.
That is... Okay.
I was like, I have to buy one more thing before we leave. And we wandered around the whole vendor's booth, and I couldn't find nothing that caught my eye until I saw those ears. And I was like, fuck it, why not?
I was going to bring my... if I went, I was just going to wear my fucking headband.
Bro, you should have came. I forgot my number one headband. I was going to wear that in my kimono because I didn't have like an actual Afro Samurai cosplay. But... I left my kimono at home and my suit.
You know, honestly, all I need is the tunic and the pants and stuff for like a Star Wars thing. But that has nothing to do with anime.
Nah, that's just... There were Jedi there.
Really?
Oh, dude, this guy showed up looking just like... what's his name? Ewan?
Owen.
The actor, McGregor.
Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
Ewe McGregor.
I always fuck his name up.
I don't know how to say his name.
Probably. But me and TJ were walking back to our hotel room, and he was walking out of our hotel, and I said, hello there. And he said, hello there. And then I seen him again, but I was in full cosplay, so he didn't know it was me. So I was like, hello there. And he was like, hello there.
That's so funny. Yeah, no. Yeah, well, maybe next time.
You say that every year, dog.
I know.
Another con coming up soon. There's a couple, few of them. Actually, a couple of these girls I was talking to, they actually invited me out to go to Anime Fusion and Colossal Con, two of which I've never been to.
At the Dells, huh?
Colossal Con's at the Dells, I think. No. Yes. Because Anime Fusion is the one that's here. Anime Fusion's always been here.
There is a rave and a wave.
Really?
Right? Is that what she said? A wave? A rave and a wave.
Because it's the Dells.
Yeah, they're having a rave
at the wave pool.
Okay, is it like a bubblegum rave pretty much?
I mean, people show up and get fucked up. Like we, me and this girl named Cash that I was hanging out with. We went to a bunch of room parties, got hella drunk, and then went to the rave.
Okay.
We were trying to eat a bunch of mushrooms and go to the rave, but the first night didn't have a rave for some stupid ass reason, and then we found out it was because. It was a paid EDM show, and all the tickets were sold out. And I was like, but we just ate the mushrooms. And then when the mushrooms kicked in, we were like, I guess we're wandering.
That's so funny.
I got in like 3,500 or 35,000 steps that day.
Were the, did you guys eat chocolate ones?
Yeah. Okay. They actually kicked in. So I thought they were going to be whack because we split like 7 grams of mugs between us. So we each did like an eighth. But, I mean, it was probably the strongest eighth of shrooms I ever ate in my life, dog.
Yeah, I think that's because
I think mixing it with food is like, oh, it's going to be weak, but that chocolate.
No, they have the truffles in them. They weren't.
So it was all caps, basically?
No. It was those marshmallow ones that I was talking about. Those really strong ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Dude, we tripped balls. It was nice. It was real nice. I couldn't sleep till like fucking 4 a.m, dog. And we ate those mushrooms early as shit. We ate them at like 8. Yeah. And I peaked at like fucking 2 a.m, dog.
They were good.
Usually chocolate makes me want to throw up.
He hates chocolate. He froze it. And I was like, man, I hate frozen chocolate. He was like, well, I hate chocolate. And I was like, fuck.
That's pretty good.
I'm debating on whether or not we could still be friends. You don't like chocolate, my nigga? That's nuts. You don't eat M&M's? You're eating M&M's right now!
Yes. Mostly fucking peanut.
That's true.
Peanut M&M's are my favorite M&M, but you're still eating chocolate, nigga. That's the point I'm making.
I can do small doses. Not a lot. I can't.
What about dark chocolate?
I can no longer eat just a regular size Crunch bar.
What about dark chocolate? You fuck with dark chocolate?
I will fuck with dark chocolate.
Terrorist.
But I like that milk chocolate way better than dark chocolate.
But you don't like chocolate, you said.
Yes.
So which one is it?
Small doses. I can handle a bag this big.
That's a large dose of chocolate, my guy.
But if you melt all the chocolate, it'll be like a very small amount of chocolate.
There are. Excuse me, where is it at?
You're not going to find out.
24 grams of sugar.
Yes,
including
sugar,
including an additional, including an additional 23 grams of sugar. And where's all that sugar coming from? Milk, chocolate.
What about the candy coating?
That's the additional 23 grams. I just realized that. So the first 24 grams is chocolate. That's a lot of sugar, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd burn.
You know, if you did that much chocolate and cocaine, you'd die.
Yeah, well, I burn that shit off every day.
Every day.
Every fucking... I've been slimming down.
You have been?
Yeah.
Man.
TJ was talking to some ladies.
I've been trying to fucking just stay busy at work.
TJ was medicated. Properly medicated.
TJ was drunk as fuck. What that shit was. I watched this man, I've never seen nobody chug hard liquor like I seen TJ do that shit. That shit's wild to me, man. Like, we were taking normal semen ass shots of brandy, but every time we went to go get like a quarter pint or something, he would just go, done.
Because it was Fireball.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to do that.
Bro, Fireball is rough. I can't even fucks with it. It gives me heartburn like immediately.
Man, your white wig was about to be throw up colored. That's all I know. If I saved your wig's life.
Yeah, I don't really drink like that with that. My uncles, they would take like a half a G of Superior and kick that bitch to the ceiling, just like
Bacardi.
Yeah,
fuck that.
Yep.
Mm-mm. Yep. Me and Shauna used to do that shit with like Bacardi O and like Bacardi Limon. Not no more. Mm-mm. I paid for that.
And what's that other stuff? That Canadian stuff? That Canadian,
Windsor,
yep.
Or Black Velvet?
Yeah. It was like, ugh, how could you do that to yourself?
I don't know, dog. That was my exacerbated noise.
2 cups. Well, not not full cups, but
what are you measuring with
his finger? He's like imagining
the glass.
Was it a ball?
No.
Yeah, it was a low ball.
Low ball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You had a full low ball or half?
Are you talking about the quarter pint? Or the brandy? The
glasses of brandy that I poured.
Oh yeah, they didn't give us shot glasses.
There's,
and
there's a low ball.
They didn't give us shot glasses. And the ones that were selling at Detour, they're calling them toothpick holders. Yeah. And they actually were pretty sizable, so I didn't buy none because we would have got way too fucked up. So I just measured out 50 mil into a fucking low ball, and then we were just drinking that.
Right. Okay.
So two of these, then I shotgunned a beer.
Okay. Was that all on Saturday? We did get tall cans on Saturday, yeah.
We got like Afro Man likes tall cans.
It was the day of the rave, so Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah. And then...
Man, my stomach hurts thinking about that
it
shit.
It was two of ENJ.
Bro, I was it fucked was two up. Of they E&J. Had so much liquor at the moon parties.
Yeah.
Tall can. And then we did the shots.
The jello shots. We did jello shots with cash in them. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And then that's when TJ tapped out.
While smoking a blunt.
We were smoking
a
joint.
We were
smoking a joint because I was smoking a bowl on the way back to the con. We showed up. Cash and them were already like, this is like when we had first met them. They're already smoking a joint. So we walked up, we talked to them and stuff because I was already in cosplay. They're like, I like your cosplay. I was like, bet. They're like, you want to hit this? Like, fuck yeah. Took off my mask. We're smoking and talking and shit. I'm like, damn, these girls are kind of cute. And then, not that I'm like being like a lecher at the same time, you know what I'm saying? But like, I just happened to notice. How firm, how soft, how pleasantly plump,
how supple.
What a haul. But no, so.
So wrong. Shout out
to my sensei Hoppo Sai.
Yep.
Master of the Anything Goes Martial Arts School.
The demon.
When rice bowl go crack, demon attack. When altar go smack, demon come back. No, so anyways, we're talking. They handed me a joint. We started smoking a joint. And then they're like, y'all want some jello shots? We were like, bet. Took that jello shot. TJ, he was already fucked up. And I could already tell because he was kind of like nibbling at it. But he committed. He got like halfway through it and said, fuck it. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to go back to my room. Get out this cosplay. We're all going to link back up. We're going to go to some room parties. We'll go to the rave. Everybody agreed, TJ included. By the time we were only back at the con for like 20 minutes, dog.
When so, I got to the room, that's when it kicked in.
Yeah.
We got even before that. Like as soon as we walked elevator? Into the Hilton, TJ was like falling all over the place and shit. Couldn't get his room key out, so we're just stuck in the elevator till I can get my room key out. Because I'm holding a big heavy ass wooden gun. I got one glove on.
That's pretty good. You guys sound like you had a good time.
It was a good ass time. Oh, Friday night, before we did the, was it Friday night? Yeah. Before we did the mushrooms, we were walking back to the hotel room. And his car, I saw the car pull up. Like he was like driving down Nicollet. That was me. He was driving down Nicollet. And I saw the car. It was like a stupid ass fucking, like a Dodge Sundance or some shit like that, right? But it drove by, and then after it drove by me, he rolled down the window and said, put your hands up, because I'm carrying that big-ass, you know, full rifle. And I turned around like, nigga, you ain't a cop.
Man, if I was tripping, that would have done it for me.
Like, oh, I'm going to bed. Oh, thank God it was, like, right before we tripped.
I know, man.
I had to get out my cosplay, because looking at everything through a red mask is not cool for just sober Sprout.
Oh, I love it.
Dude, there was this fine ass chick that was cosplaying as, I can't remember her name because I haven't got that far in My Hero.
Makuro.
Huh?
Makuro.
Yeah. And she, because I was looking through a red mask and wearing yellow lighting in the game room.
Uh-huh.
So I thought it was a fine ass Pikachu cosplayer. So she was like, can I take a picture with you? All my gaming friends will freak out. I was like, yeah, sure. We take a picture. I was like, 'twas a pleasure meeting you. Walk away. TJ shows me the picture. I was like, bet. I'm looking at my camera later on that night. I was like, that's not a Pikachu at all.
What was it?
Bunny girl.
Oh my god.
She had me dead.
Oh man. That is hilarious.
Oh, I had put on my cosplay too early the first day. I forgot to clean my goggles off on the mask.
Yeah.
So we're walking around, and I'm just seeing blurs of people. I don't see shit. And TJ and Jeremiah are like, hey, look at that over there. Look at that over there. I'm like, where? And they point, and I look in their direction. I'm like, where? Right there, nigga. You don't see it? I was like, where?
Like, take the fucking helmet.
There was one point, like, we were sitting in, waiting for our badges, but I'm still wearing the mask. And Jeremiah's pointing and shit. And he's like, damn, TJ, got to go to the longer line for some reason. I said, why? He's like, I don't know, but there he is over there. I said, where? Over there. Where? Over there. Where? Over there. Nigga, I can't see! Like, you know.
So, the first day, I wore that skull mask. And then we were at the vendor's area. Later on, right before it closed, and I tried to get that white wig I sent you.
Yeah.
But my bank decided that's not a usual purchase for me. So I hold on my card.
That fucking happens at the worst fucking times, dude.
So I had to wait until the morning. I slept until like 10:30, I think.
Which night?
Saturday morning.
Oh, when we did them after we did them shrooms?
Yeah, because I wanted to go back to get the wig.
I can tell you exactly when I woke up. TJ was determined to get that wig.
I was.
I was like, TJ, hurry the fuck up, man. We got places to be. They're kicking everybody out the vendor's booth, and he's like trying to pay for shit in like three different formats of payment. And I'm like, TJ, come on, dog. Like, I can't see.
You coming camping with us on that island this summer?
May, June, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's only for like a night or two. It's not going to be like a whole weekend or nothing like that.
No, it's just going to be like, yeah, probably just overnight.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't even need to use no PTO. We can do it on my weekend off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. That's that one right on the Mississippi.
We took a raft out there. That shit was cold as fuck, dog. It's a nice one. I don't know who made it out there before us, but they got a tire swing out there. Somehow deer made it out there.
Yep.
Hey. 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 What are you doing? Give me that.
Yeah, no, it's pretty dope out there. There's a rope swing, and there's a little swell or a little well area where the water runs by, and so there's no current. So there's like a 10, like maybe 6 feet, 7 feet deep there.
Well, it depends on
how big how the water is, you know.
Yeah, and the precipitation and shit like that.
Well, the river always rises and falls. It's never at one level ever. So most people forget that. Like, oh, the river.
But, I mean, that island, I don't think. Because, I mean, it's got some hillish areas. So, yeah. I mean, I think you could still make it out there, even if the river was, like, high enough where, like, it had a current.
Mm-hmm.
But last summer, it was low as fuck.
Yeah.
We had a hot-ass summer, though.
Yeah.
Just like when we went down that fucking St. Croix River when we went camping last summer. That shit was low as fuck.
Yeah, shit went slow. It was moving a little bit faster at the boat launch. But once we got past that first bend, it was like,
if we wouldn't have went the other way down the river with all them tall-ass, sharp-ass rocks and Jeremiah's tube wouldn't have popped, he would have been right there next to us. He was in that little-ass tube. He looked like a... Remember the Michelin baby? He was like a little baby in a tire. He looked like a grown version of that baby in a smaller tire.
I'm going to bring a canoe out there this time, man. A couple of them. We got to.
Should we go canoeing instead of tubing?
I feel like it'd be quicker.
I do like canoeing.
But here's the thing.
But we need life. I'd still have your life jacket, by the way. Here's the thing.
We went late.
No, that's my life jacket.
Yeah. We went late. It was like,
yeah, early, we thought we were going to be done by like 5 or 6. We went at like 4:30.
It took us like
6. No, three. We left at 4:30. We got off the river at like 9 o'clock. It was like 3.5-4 hours. Almost 9:30. Almost 5 hours.
It's 2 times the distance that we went to get to the point that I want to go.
That means we got to go like
in the morning.
Yeah.
Yep.
Doesn't mean we have to go against the current on the way back?
No. Here's the thing. It's It's that one camp that we go to every time we go out there. It's that one on the peninsula, that like 1 mile hike out there.
Wait, so we start at the boat launch and we just go right back to like near where our normal campground is?
No.
Or is it near that hiking campground where we walked to at Rowena?
Yep.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie to you.
What?
Last summer I learned something and I kept that to myself. But,
what's that?
When you invited me to the lake that first time.
Which lake? Oh, the nude beach?
Yeah. I realized something while I had to go swim out to you.
Throws a dick out?
No. But my body isn't used to swimming as it used to be.
That shit's actually tiresome.
You're not doing it as often as you should.
Yeah.
I don't swim as often as I should. I'm a weak swimmer.
She gets tiring real quick.
Oh, it did.
Oh, dude, you don't have to pay for the hiking campsites, right?
No, like, here's the thing.
Because I think we should actually canoe out to the hiking site and just camp out in that bitch. And then we can capitalize on that whole peninsula and fish the whole time.
There's stipulations to that. It can only be overnight.
No, that's what I'm saying. Just that one night. We're going to be there the whole weekend.
Right. Well, yeah, that's my whole point. That's what I was getting to. And then we can have fucking somebody pick us up at the, because we don't have like that 2 mile hike back to the.
But that's like an out camp. We can't bring like no food, bears and shit.
Right. No, what we can do is we can fucking put whatchamacallit? That, goddammit. It's an airtight thing, and we'll just use the dehydrated meals. That way, we just use water.
Like MREs and shit?
Yeah.
What are we going to do with our garbage, though?
Well, that's the thing, because there's a thing, like, fucking, like, 50 yards away from the site.
Like one of them bear canisters?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's right by the outhouse, actually, which is weird.
Let's do it. You got a canoe?
I can get one from my uncle, but I can also see if I can borrow my dad's fishing boat.
Why don't we just take your raft? Oh, no, if some rocks get low.
Yeah. Well, I mean, last time I took
my raft. Or if the river gets low.
The last time I took my raft, I was, like, zooming my head.
This nigga was, like, a half a mile ahead of us, and I was like, get me the fuck off this river!
I had to scout the river ahead because it was getting dark, dude.
It was dark as fuck, dog.
If I didn't get on that shore, I don't think anybody
would. I don't know how the fuck Chris caught up with your ass.
Yeah, he was moving like.
Because me and him was clipped together at one point in time. Mm-hmm. I still want to see if I could patch Jeremiah's tube.
I actually bought some inner tube patches for rafts.
I'm going to need one.
Yep. I just bought two more tubes.
Actually, I should probably just buy Jeremiah. Actually, no. I'm going to need a patch, but I'm going to buy Jeremiah a new tube. I don't want him to, like.
They're $3.
Have a bad patch and it fucking.
They're $3.50 right now at Walmart.
That Walmart?
Yep.
That's because
no, not that Walmart. The one up on Botten U on 81.
$3.50.
Yep.
Tubes.
Yep.
Like the one I got.
I don't know which one you got.
The one with the beer can holder and the fucking the chair in it.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Because I mean, you can get like a regular ass fucking truck inner tube anywhere.
It's a river tube. So it's meant. It's got that heavy bottom on it, so it won't get, like, jacked. That was fun, though. Remember that? We went
to the first few parts of it were fun, like, no, until the sun went down. Like, remember, when we saw the otters and shit?
No, do you remember the first time we tried going in the rain?
Oh, yeah, with all them jagged-ass rocks on the wrong part of the river?
Yes.
That's when Jeremiah popped his tube.
On the kettle. Yeah.
It was fun as fuck, though.
Yeah, we got wrecked.
Kettle River sucked. Yeah.
That's a kayaking river.
We had to get out of our tubes to like get back onto shore because it was just too rocky. There were rocks like this high, and we were about to get fucked up. So we were like, "Get off the river!" And we got off in the rockiest part of the river. It was all sharp rocks underneath.
So like, if you take the Kettle River runs along, and there's some like level 4 rapids on the. It goes from level like 2
that would
to
be
level
fun
4.
As fuck.
They go level 4 was like.
Almost, like white water rafting.
Yeah,
almost.
You
got
to
yeah.
be pro level to make it through that shit. I don't want to fucking die.
No, I'm thinking like Apple River rapids.
No, these
like,
are level 1. Like, they're level 1 now, but they get to level. They go between level 1 and level 2, which is fine.
Oh, so we lucked out because.
No, level 2 is.
Well, I'm talking about the level 4 ones because if we would have popped our tube, Then we probably could have kept going.
No, they're further up the river.
Oh, yeah fuck that.
Up. It's like in a canyon area part. It's fucking crazy.
Is it a canyon?
Yeah. It's in a canyon.
We got to go look at that.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. Yeah, it's not no giant like Grand Canyon thing like
that. I also got to revisit that fire tower. Yep. But this time I'm bringing spray paint.
Dude, Chris was going to shit his pants. I'm not kidding you. Like, we were going up there, and he's like, oh.
He made it, like, halfway up. I was like, nope.
Yep, that's exactly what happened. He's like, nope. He's like, my body ain't letting me go any higher. It's pretty dope.
That fire tower is dope as fuck, man. You can see the whole forest up there.
Yep, it's, like, 100 feet up. Plus, it's on top of the highest point in the forest. So, it's, like,
it's a long-ass walk up, though. We went there a few years back with Rowena. Rowena didn't even make it all the way up. She turned around just like Chris, like, nope. Turned around and went back down.
It gets more narrow as you go up, too. Mm-hmm.
And them stairs get wobbly.
Yeah, you can feel people
moving. That whole tower, like, when you're walking up, except for, like, the tower itself when you're actually in it up on the top. But, like, the stairwell, the further you go up, like, it starts shaking and shit. It's real fucking, it's good. I like it.
It's pretty cool out there, though. I like, we spend almost every summer out there.
I'm bring my camera up there.
Yep.
It's done with iPhone photos.
Yep.
I got optical zoom now, baby.
So that's my plan this weekend, is to take my check and get all the campsites that I need.
Did you already book that campsite that we were talking about before?
I didn't even work as much as I needed to last week, so I couldn't even buy them. This weekend I can, though, because I'm working like fucking crazy. Tired as shit.
We'll look at some campsites tonight or tomorrow, and then we'll touch base.
Yeah.
Because I get paid this Friday. I can get a campsite this Friday. I'm also getting my e-bike this Friday.
All right, cool. So we'll link up Friday, and we'll fucking get our sites together. That way we can have it all planned out and shit.
I wanted that one site, though, man. We might have to go somewhere other than Paint Rock Springs, dog. I need a secluded campsite.
For what?
For the same shit we do every time we go camping.
So why do we need to be secluded?
Because I don't want white folk in my business.
They going to be in your business every time.
Every time.
Yeah, no, but here's my thing. Like, the one other site that I was looking at and the other, the River's End site or whatever it's called, the Riverside Campground, those are all, like, almost all electrical. So, like, they're all campers. So there's, like, all fucking white folks and older folks. So, like...
Can we rent a camper?
Yeah, but it's retarded for the amount that they want. I've looked at renting campers.
Can we borrow your dad's camper?
We need a class because it's over 50 feet.
Damn, man. I can't have nothing nice in this world.
Class D.
You got Class D license, TJ?
I don't know. Hold on.
Give me your wallet. He said, nigga.
You can drive a truck.
D.
Hey. No, wait. Not D.
C.
C. C. Class C.
D is a default driver's license. Hold on. What do you got? That's not even a driver's license, nigga. What is that?
My DOT card.
Department of Transportation?
They checked his balls. Then it just makes sure he's healthy enough to drive a fucking big-ass vehicle.
Yeah.
So nobody...
I have to do that.
Yep.
You have to be healthy to drive a truck? Have you seen truck drivers?
Dude, I had to have the same
healthy
car.
In what context?
Like, they check your balls, they check your blood, they do all that shit. Just make sure you're not gonna pass out at the wheel or fucking do something crazy like
that. But have you seen these truck drivers?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them should have been dead already.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me. It's still a driver's license.
Yeah. But.
This one says D. Wait, so you have a newer license than this?
Oh, Class A, excuse me.
Oh.
You need a Class A license to drive that bitch?
Yeah, because it's this, see? It's that big ass one.
Damn. I can drive a garbage truck.
Is that the one that was sitting in your dad on the side of your dad's house when we were smoking in there? The one that Jasper left at Paul's for a while?
Yeah.
We need to buy a camper.
Well, I need to buy a truck because I have campers. Like, I got pop up campers for days.
You do have a pop up, yeah.
But I don't have a truck to pull it. We pulled it out there that one year, and then I haven't had a truck I haven't had my hands on a truck.
Help me
since.
Fix that Jeep, dog. I'm trying to buy that Jeep.
I can drive a garbage truck. That's the license I have.
So you got a class C.
So you can drive
C.
a camper.
You got a class C.
But he just said that it's a class A.
But you drive a semi truck too.
No, see, it's a class C.
Why you need a class A for that bitch? Truckers and bus drivers don't even have class A licenses.
I don't see that. I have no idea.
Well, you better generate one.
I don't care.
I need a camper.
If we get a truck, I can pull that bitch. I've pulled plenty of trailers. TJ's pulled.
So you gonna help me get a look at that Jeep like I wanted you to?
Yeah, but I'm trying to get myself a truck.
But the Jeep will be able to pull it, right?
Yeah, it should be. I just need a pickup or just a truck that will pull a fucking pop up.
Okay, well, I might be able to have a car this summer if you help me look at that engine.
Let me talk to my.
Actually, let's do it tomorrow after work.
My boss's brother. He has a car dealership.
Okay.
He buy and sell cars.
You need a new car too, don't you?
Yeah, and I got my last two cars from him.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. When he first showed me that Bravada, he said, his exact words were, I had a feeling that out of everyone we work with, you would have left this car. And I fucking love that Bravada. It was as old as I was. 1997 green Bravada, Oldsmobile.
Old ass car.
But it ran like
my first car was an 86 Honda Accord. It was a piece of shit, but it was my piece of shit. I bought it off my ex fiance for $100. That bitch, if you didn't drive it every day, like if you stopped driving it for even a week, like you had to, like anytime you stopped at a stoplight or like a stop sign, the engine would stall or the transmission would stall out and you have to like restart the whole fucking car. Yeah, it fucked up spark plugs. What else? The tire went flat like a little bit after I brought it home, and then some kids came. Actually, no, I think it happened around the same time because I feel like they slashed my tire. But no, the tire went flat first, but then so I used it just to like smoke weed in my yard and shit.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then some kids came in, fucking smashed my windows out, stole all my pennies, left my roaches in my weed in the car though.
God damn, man.
They wanted that copper.
They wanted the pennies. Oh, and they stole, what else? They stole, like, some cigarette butts. That was about it.
That's fucking crazy, though. I think my first car that I bought, like, that I got a title for was the Chevy Lumina. And I had that bitch for, like, a week before the fucking fuel pump went out. And it went out just after I filled the tank.
You know why they towed my car out my yard?
Why?
Because I had the title for it, but I never put it under my name. I just had the title just sitting in the glove box. So they towed my car. I was like, you can get it back for $300. I was like, one, I can't prove it's my car. Two, I paid $100 for it. You can have it.
Damn.
Oh, but I missed that escape.
Man, I had a bunch of cars. I had a Civic. That was dope as shit. I had that little blue Civic with the fucking light blue flames that were, you couldn't see them unless you looked at it at a different angle. I had my 84 Regal. That was two-tone with the system in the back. I love that car. And it was already lowered. And then that 73 LTD, remember? That fucking dope-ass car.
Remember Mike's old car that Chantel inherited?
Yep.
That was a dope-ass car. She mistreated it so bad,
No,
though.
She bought the money with the inheritance. Or she bought the car with the inheritance.
I thought that was Mike's old car.
No. Nope.
That white car?
Yep. She bought that with the inheritance. I was there when she bought it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yep, the Broham. Yep, the LTD.
That was a nice ass car.
Funny thing, you remember the house, Crystal?
Yeah.
So me and Brandy are on the bus back from school.
Uh huh.
I keep getting fucked with by this kid that lived right next door to Colin.
Uh huh.
That
kid I wanted to fuck
Alexis.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So ironic. Alexis. Okay. So
I knew a dude named Alexis. He was cool as shit. But that Alexis, I used to want to beat up. I was
so
a grown ass man.
Kept
I couldn't go to jail.
Me from the seat over.
Uh huh.
And I told him that I was gonna fight him when we got off the bus, And I did. I did. But then...
He said, I did.
But then Mom and Grandpa pull up in the Lincoln.
That Lincoln he bought when me and Chantel were in Fargo with him?
And it was at the wrong time. Yeah.
Was it when you were fucking a kid up, or was it when you were getting fucked up?
When I was fucking
That's the wrong time. They're supposed to pull up when you're losing the fight. Get off my boy!
you don't want to get your ass kicked in front of your grandpa.
Dude, I remember there was this girl named Dawn that lived like right on the southern corner from my house. She looked like a dude though. Like she was like wide, stocky, like had, she looked like Chris Mulhare kind of.
Yeah.
Short hair. Like, kept it short intentionally. She looked like if Jeremiah decided, fuck it, I'm going to stay fat. And so I always thought that Don was D-O-N Don. Like, not like the soap Don, like D-A-W-N.
Yeah.
And so me and Don got into it, like, all the time. I would talk good shit. I'd be like, nigga, I'll beat your ass, you know, shit like that. And one day we got into it, and she kind of hemmed my ass up. I'm not even going to front, dog. Like, she had me, like, held up on the fucking stucco on some nigga's garage by my house. And she was about to hit me in my face. And I don't know how my mom knew that we was out here fighting, but she kind of just like spider sense was tingling, came out to the back. Get off my kid before I fuck you up. I'm going to call the police. And so Don takes off running. Me and Matt, we were talking about that bitch. We were talking good shit about that bitch. Because I was like, man, I've been trying to fuck this bitch up all the time. She don't leave me alone. Like, I was like, this bitch nigga, he won't leave me alone. He keep fucking me up. Blah, 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 right? I was like, right. I'm going to punch this kid in the eye next time I see him, right? And then I get my yearbook like a week later from Franklin. And that's when I found out, one, this motherfucking kid went to school with me. And two, it was a girl because it was D-A-W-N. And I was like, no, I can't fight this bitch. Fuck. Like,
that's so funny.
Because I was out for revenge, man. I was about to be out for blood.
Damn.
It's like, Donnie gonna get it. No, it's Don. Like, just Don.
If this was way back in the day, you could have got away with whooping that person's ass because there'd been no social media.
None. None. And if, as long as I don't speak about it in the future.
Right. Oh, man. That is so fucking crazy.
She lucky I fucking found out. Because my dad was like, you never hit a girl. And we would have been fighting. I would have punched her in the eye. And then I would have found out she's a girl. And I would have been just feeling guilty for the rest of my life.
Yeah, no. Don't ever hit her. Judo? Whoop.
Shaker, you go, what the fuck is wrong with you?
No.
But before I found out, I was like, let's go.
No, dude. I watched this girl, a video of this girl. Fighting this dude at school in a dress. She was in a dress. Dude, she kneed the fuck out of this dude. Knocked his ass out cold.
Oh, she got that leg room in that dress,
like,
probably.
Boom, boom, like some fucking Muay Thai shit. Left him like laid out. And went and chased her. And it was cold, man. I saw another video of a woman walking into like a, I don't know, it was like a pool tab place or something. She caught her husband with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, she didn't even say nothing. She just walked up and was like, hook, 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 hook. Left this dude all bloody and busted up, man. Like, she was throwing, like, legit combos. Like she went to, like, aerobics class that did boxing, you know what I mean?
Like, she knew fucking...
Tai Bo.
Nah, what's that Israeli shit?
Krav Maga.
Yeah, Krav Maga.
No, I didn't see any eye gouging and throat punching and dick kicking, but yeah.
Oh, no, she did a, why buy the DVD when I can watch the infomercial for free?
She was tie-bowing the shit out of him. There was no kicks, really. It was like, oh, it was some pretty solid punches. Like, she kept her wrist, she knew to keep her wrist solid when she landed those blows, because there was no give. She's like, it wasn't, those were educated punches. Those weren't sloppy. Wild punches. Those were like,
I know this girl named Nora. She's from India initially, but like she's adopted, so she don't remember shit about India. She's been here her whole life.
Nora.
I told you about Nora. I had this huge crush on her back in like middle school. We were in the same Latchkey program.
Yeah.
I tried to reconnect with her maybe like about 5-10 years ago. Found out she's like doing MMA and shit, just out here punching bitches, just pop, pop, pop. She still looks the same as I've always remembered her, except for she's a little bit more toned and buff. Mm-hmm. But I watched some of her fights on Facebook, and I'm like, I don't have a chance. All you do is say one wrong thing, and you'll never hear from me again.
Nope. She's like, he hit me.
Not even that. All she got to do is just choke me out. You'll never see me again.
That's what I'm saying. She'll just, and if it's, well, I mean, if they catch her, she'll be like, he hit me. He knew this would happen.
He knew what he was signing up
he
for.
He saw me on Facebook.
I don't even have to, just to think. One, I wouldn't want to hit her. Two, that's all she got to do is be like, he hit me. She's a trained fighter. I defend myself. I was self-defense. Karate, pia, pia, pia. I hope she's still doing MMA, though. I don't know. I haven't looked in a while. But if you're listening to this podcast, Nora, shouts out to you and good ups on you beating that ass. I want to bring her to the podcast and, like, you know, talk, like, fighting shit and see if she wants to do that. But her Facebook is private as fuck. It's like a Twitter account. You could follow her, but you can't really contact her.
She's like, I don't want to hear nothing from nobody. I mean, yeah, no, I don't know. It takes a lot to be a fighter. You got to focus and do your thing. That's why you see when people get really big, they fall off because they're doing too much media and they're doing like all this extra shit, you know, instead of training and focusing on the fights. Unless you're just naturally like fucking a killer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like fucking John Jones, but he uses the roids. I don't care what anybody says.
No, he's a John Jones. What was it? We made a nickname for him in the old, like, season one, like way back in the day. Remember, it was
John P. Graham Jones.
No, it was something Bones Jones. What did they say about his shit, like going up and down? They said it kept not fluctuating. There was another word they used for it.
I don't remember.
But that's how I got the word. I was like John Quivering Bones Jones because like it kept like,
yeah. All I know is he made a comeback just recently, and fucking won really quick, and they made an exemption for him.
You talking about that fight that was like not shit, the disappointing fight you told me about?
Yeah. Yep. Just real quick.
I don't count it.
I don't. I want to see John Jones.
Who's got Bellator now, man? Because DAZN disappointed me.
Showtime?
What? Oh.
I don't know.
Oscillate.
Because I think that Taekwondo chick is still in there. And she's... Remember that first fight when she debuted? She kicked bitch in the face and she started just chopping her up.
Oscillate?
Wait, you have it? Let me see.
What?
It is! It was John. It was John Oscillating Bones Jones.
Yeah.
Like a fan.
Yep. It's on Showtime. Yep. So now, no, they made it. They changed the rules permanent, like for him, for everybody, permanently because of the picogram shit. Since it's supposedly gonna just keep being in his system permanently. Like, yeah, all right, sure.
Meanwhile, niggas can't hit home runs consistently in baseball because Jose Canseco was like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck it up for everybody. Actually, there's a lot of people in baseball that fucked up for everybody.
If they would have done the
oscillating bones.
Yep. I think Sammy Sosa got busted for that shit too.
Baseball when I was little was the best baseball ever.
Yeah.
Best. We're talking like 1,000-foot home runs or 1,000-yard home runs out the park.
Yeah. There was a certain time MMA was like, insane because
like the original UFC,
they're all
when it was like true MMA, where it was like I remember it was true MMA where it was like instead of like we're mixing martial arts into one fighting style, it was like
martial
karate
styles.
Versus wrestler, crazy nigga from the res just beating niggas up for no reason against a dude in a gi. No,
everybody in the first three or four UFCs had an art respectively, so it was either Sambo, fucking.
No, it was more than the first three or four because they made a whole Dreamcast game about that shit. It was like the first like.
Six or seven. No, after that they started having like freestyle and fucking pit fighting and yada yada. And that's when martial arts, like fucking MMA, started like getting like mixed.
Yeah.
After everybody knew you had to do jiu-jitsu.
Well, because jiu-jitsu came in and started dominating UFC.
Yeah, the first three or four, like Royce Gracie was killing everybody.
Because the Gracies in Brazil alone were just like just killing it in the ring.
Yep.
All the time.
Yep.
They were in Black Belt Magazine all the time, choking niggas out.
And then
getting in all kinds of rapey positions in the fucking photographs.
And then they went to Japan and got beat by Sakuraba.
Mm-hmm.
Sakuraba's
my dude, man. I wish he would have won more fights. He lost more fights than I would hope to him.
Yeah, the first seven, eight fights he won. And then he ran into Wanderlei Silva.
And his career was done after that.
Yeah, I think that was...
Once he got that big-ass cauliflower right here in his ear.
Yeah, I think it was Pride 14... Yep, I think it was Pride 14. It was Collision Course.
I remember that. That was a good one.
Yep, and he got fucking beat up.
You used to got all them Pride DVDs?
Yeah.
Yo, let's put this movie thing on hold for a while. Because I don't think anybody's going to have to fucking give us shit about Pride. I don't think we have to worry about copyright.
UFC owns Pride.
Yeah, but Pride's not a thing no more.
No, but UFC owns Pride, so they own... the copyrights to it.
Well, I mean, we still do edits, and we still have the fair act.
We can still do that. Act. Though. I've seen people doing it all the time, and they post, you know, obviously on their video that they don't own the rights. Yada yada yada. But yeah, no, I see it all the time, so we can definitely do that.
Disclaimers: it's a serial now. Remember that commercial?
Yep.
Nintendo.
Disclaimer.
All right, we got a little bit of time left. TJ, what you got for us with the news and or Florida Man?
News. Twitter no longer exists as the company merges into MuskX's Corp.
No. No.
Wait.
No. It's still going to be Twitter. Just like Facebook is Facebook, but Facebook itself as a company is now Meta.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
as a company.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I heard there's a running joke that he's going to replace the bird with a Dogecoin.
With a what?
With the Dogecoin dog.
He should replace it with a dodo. That nigga's stupid. $8 a month is too much, Elon.
Yeah, see, that's my problem with Twitter. It's like, and if I want to argue with,
I could have got my blue check mark for free, my nigga. All I had to do was email Twitter and then this nigga bought it.
Yeah. No, all I'm saying is like if I want to argue with people on Twitter, I need to buy blue so I can fucking like write. You know what I mean?
No, you still get about 250 characters.
But still, that's not enough.
You buy blue, it's still the same amount of characters.
Don't you get... I think you're able to post bigger or more.
No. Maybe. I don't know. I still keep it... Actually, I'm going to make a post on Twitter right now. Let's do a test.
Yep.
I'm not going to actually post it.
But, like, Twitter blue people, I think they can post bigger. I don't know.
Let's find out.
But didn't you know?
Do you have Twitter blue?
Yeah. He verified now.
Yeah, I'm verified, dude.
Oh, shit.
I'm just going to keep typing random letters.
Yep.
I'm going to do a lorem ipsum of sorts.
Okay, and I'm going to do the same thing because I'm not that person.
Last month, Twitter CEO Elon Musk told the employees that they'd be eligible for eligible to receive stocks in X Corporation, the new name for the holding company that he initially set up to purchase Twitter. telling them that soon Twitter could
be worth. Okay. So I could type as much as I want, but only the first 280 characters will be visible on the timeline.
Yeah, and then you click on it and you
can see. I'm so used to posting as my liquor store, I forgot about that. I'm sorry, continue, TJ.
Could be worth $250 billion.
You guys want to hear what I wrote?
Yeah.
It's really hard to pronounce. I'm not going to keep reading it because it's nonsense, but the last sentence in, ends in
You sound like the hot dog from that one shit. Lie, 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 lie. You know what I'm talking about?
Gerald the Baldazier. Risen to the hot dog.
So what else we got, TJ? This just in.
Why don't you have a seat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you here?
Why the fuck you ask your questions?
Well, I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a 15-year-old boy here baking cookies.
No, there's not.
And we have the chat saved. This is to catch a predator.
Where the fuck are those cookies?
Now, what else you got, TJ?
Cookies.
Florida man.
Florida man.
Florida man, Florida man, Florida man, particle man, particle man, lost his hand, Florida man.
But not a man.
A Florida woman?
Yes.
Okay.
Florida
Whoa,
woman.
Whoa, man. I'm sorry.
Florida woman middle school teacher allegedly hosted student brawls in classroom.
Fight Club.
Tyler Durden.
Fight Club. I like this lady already.
Keep going, TJ. I want to hear the rest of this. I need details. I need context.
Did she say first rule of classroom brawl?
Don't talk about classroom brawl.
Second rule.
No screaming, no yelling, no phones.
Is that what it says?
Yes.
Oh, let me see that. Oh, my God. No screaming, no yelling, no phones. Court records detailed teacher accused of organizing fights at Griffin Middle School. Damn, she actually kind of cute.
Let me see.
Tallahassee, Florida. Here, look.
Oh, my Jesus.
Tallahassee, Florida. A woman who identified as a teacher at Griffin Middle School in Tallahassee is facing charges for contributing to the delinquency of a minor for what court documents obtained by WCTV called an alleged role in organized fights in her classroom. The documents note a school resource deputy was alerted on March 24th that students were being allowed to fight in 23-year-old Angel Footman's classroom. School administrators were also shown videos purported to show several of the alleged fights taking place between March 22nd and March 23rd. According to the documents, the several sixth-grade girls told detectives that they participated in planned fights during school hours, and they alleged that they were invited back for additional fights. They also reported that Footman made statements including 30 seconds, no screaming, no yelling, no phones. That's crazy.
She forgot the first rule of Fight Club, man. She didn't
talk about it.
She didn't. They all forgot it. They didn't bring it out there. She should have put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
First rule of Fight
Club. That's not the first rule.
Yeah, it is.
It is. First rule of Fight Club is don't talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is don't talk about Fight Club.
Third rule is if you're new, you have to fight.
No shoes, no belts, no shirt.
That was it.
Yep. If fights will go on as long as they have to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody taps, goes limp.
Dude, TJ, who are we talking to that made that Tyler Durden joke? Was it you that made that joke? What joke? Yo, somebody at Detour that was talking about Tyler Durden, and I cracked the fuck up. I can't remember now. But he basically says, outside of Khan, he's Tyler Durden. He don't give a fuck.
That was the guy in the black mask.
Yeah. Oh, this guy. Yeah, let me show you. Dude, he has this dope-ass fucking costume, dog. Oh, let me cancel this tweet before I accidentally post it. Niggas think I get hacked again.
Wait, they verified you and then decided, nah,
that's... No, right. I got hacked after I got verified. Like, way after.
Right, you got verified
before. It just happened to happen, like, right before Anime Detour. Yeah. And guess who fixed my problem? Me, because Twitter support be slow as fuck. Mm. Yeah, it's gotta be in this album. Where are you?
That's so funny.
Oh. I'll show you later. Because we're recording, I forgot about that. Give us more news, TJ, while I'm looking for this phone.
I got something for you.
Hit it.
There we go. Here's the FBI's glossary for flagging violent extremists. These are the new words that are on there. Nice.
Black?
Nope. Based?
What?
Yep.
Why based?
Red pill, blue pill, normie,
Matrix?
Chad, LARPing, and incel.
Wait, can I see that?
Whoa.
Yeah.
LARPing.
What's touching me? Oh, that's it.
Well, hold on. This is from a Twitter post that...
Really?
Yeah.
But LARPing is a real thing and it's fun.
Yep.
And I mean, there's like 18,000 niggas named Chad. Like, yep. That's nuts.
Yep. And... Who doesn't use red pill, blue pill for Matrix references?
It's all a simulation.
And based. Really? Calling somebody based is like...
LARPing, though.
So if I call someone basic, does that mean that I'm violent? Yeah, but it's the same thing. Almost.
Based means like it's a person who doesn't give a shit. Usually somebody who's racist or something like that. They use it for like anybody who has like their own opinion that's like going against what everybody else has to say.
Oh, we call those trolls.
But LARPing?
LARPing, yeah.
So niggas just can't have foam swords?
Or normie?
What about about role models? We can't talk about that movie no more on Twitter?
Say normie? That's the fucking worst.
But we ride the mighty Minotaur.
That's it. I'm writing a manifesto.
Minotaur!
And then have Phineas and some weird middle-aged guy. Straight up assassin you.
Yo, so can we talk about the Data Privacy Act and the Restrict Act? Not a big fan. It started as a banned TikTok thing.
Yeah.
But basically, they're trying to prevent you from doing anything with the internet overseas. So basically, which sucks because the internet lives across borders, right?
Yeah.
So if you're using a VPN,
yep.
Even if you're like say like you got a jailbroken Fire Stick,
yep.
You can face like 20, 30 years.
Yeah, no, I saw that.
If you're caught using TikTok on a VPN, 20, 30 years. If you're doing anything that's not on like a .com, basically, or like a .gov or .org or whatever,
yeah.
20, 30 years. Dumb as fuck. It's dumb as fuck. I wrote my Congress people, y'all should do the same thing.
Yeah.
You should call them, which I'm planning on doing this week. I'm not for it. Melissa Hortman, I know you follow me on Twitter. I need you to back me on this. She's the Speaker of the House for our state.
Right. It's really ridiculous, dude. It's definitely a government overreach, you know what I mean? And I think a lot of people should really look into it because they can control whatever you get to see, hear, or do on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go against whatever they put out there, then you're and it's not even It's not anything ridiculous like pedo porn or anything like that.
No, do you know why they're trying to ban TikTok? Because people are learning more about politics through TikTok than anywhere fucking else. Mm-hmm. So now we got now we're able to charge shit to the game, and they don't want that shit.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's what
it's I'm fucked
saying.
Up.
It's needed. It's needed. And I think that free form in your and that shit, you know, just to be able to go out there and find out like all of the shit that people go out and research and put up there, you know what
well,
I mean?
Well, that and it's a bill totally based off of xenophobia.
Yeah.
You're afraid of foreigners. Ooh. We do business with Japan all the fucking time since World War II. Since World War fucking II. Most of our shit here in this country is made in China, but we can't have TikTok.
Right.
And TikTok in China isn't even the TikTok that we use here in America. Oracle monitors TikTok from that company that I can't remember the name of the company. But the company that owns TikTok, Oracle monitors them.
Right.
Per a government order as of like during the pandemic.
Right.
Right? So what in the actual fuck? China's using Douyin still, like the native TikTok app.
Yeah.
Like the original TikTok app. That's why TikTok's logo looked like a D.
It is crazy. It's crazy, man. And we're all expecting. Here's the other thing, though. Like, if you look at Instagram and you put in France, like I saw this, somebody put it out there. If you look at Instagram and you put in France, all you're going to get is
Eiffel Towers and shit.
Yeah, yeah. But if you put in France and TikTok, you're going to see the 9 million protesters
mm-hmm.
that are out there right now. And they're going against their government, and not just that, they're going against the banking system over
there.
It's
a digital book burning, and I don't like it.
Yep.
Because that means I can't say shit on the internet no more, nor can I do shit.
Right. Yep. It is crazy.
Ugh. Well, shall we call it, gentlemen?
Yes, let's call it.
Who's got a motivational quote?
Not me.
Give me one anyway.
You know what? Go on the internet and use the word based all you want. It doesn't matter what anybody has to say. You go out there and you be based. Based all over the place.
Based in your face.
Based like a turkey.
What you got, TJ?
New at McDickles.
Give no fucks.
Yeah.
Tell me to dick.
Eat all of it.
Cast fireball in their face. Who cares? Do what you want.
Fireball.
What do I got?
Got.
Constitution says we the people. We are the people. And we the people need to fight our government. And write our Congress more often and call our Congress and email them more often.
We the people.
We have the control, not them, not these fucking oligarchs, not the politicians. We do. Make sure you take control of our government and not them. We got this.
Well, that's the problem. Is everybody's looking to the government like they're fucking mommy and daddy. Like, no, they work for us.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be dependent on us.
And it's not that. It's on us. We make the laws if we want to see it take place.
Yeah.
Do it! Do it!
McDickles.
I'm Sprout.
I'm sure.
This is Kid Delicious. Thanks for listening to Nuclear Playground. We'll holler at y'all later.
Peace.
Niggas said delicious.